This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 234,000 people have died as a result of the COVID-19 virus globally, and health officials have now confirmed more than 3.3 million cases. In the United States, nearly 64,000 people have died from it, and there are nearly 1.1 million infections. U.S. President Donald Trump is speculating that China could have unleashed the coronavirus on the world due to some kind of horrible mistake. And his intelligence agencies say they are still examining a notion put forward by the president and aides that the pandemic may have resulted from an accident at a Chinese lab. Scientists suggest the virus spread from an animal to a human. The intel agencies did debunk one conspiracy theory, is that saying that they have concluded that the new virus was not man-made or genetically modified. China said speculation such as Trump's unfounded and purely fabricated out of nothing. Hundreds of protesters, some armed, gathered at Michigan State Capitol in Lansing Thursday, objecting to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's request to extend emergency powers to combat COVID-19. Many people at Thursday's American Patriot rally, including militia group members carrying firearms, appeared to be ignoring state social distancing guidelines as they clustered together within 6 feet of one another. Police allowed more than 100 protesters to peacefully enter the Capitol building, where they crammed shoulder to shoulder and sought access to legislative chambers, some carrying long guns, few wearing face masks. The Chinese National Health Commission on Friday said by the end of reporting Thursday, the Chinese mainland reported 12 new confirmed COVID-19 cases, of which 6 were imported, 5 from Shanghai and 1 from Fujian province. No death was reported Thursday on the mainland, according to the commission. This is VOA News. Beijing will open public parks to visitors over the five-day May 1st holiday, but a 30% capacity as coronavirus cases subside in the country where the pandemic began. Large-scale group activities will be put on hold, and visitors will have to book tickets online. Beijing has lowered its level of emergency response to the virus, but temperature checks and social distancing remain in force. Key tourist sites, such as the ancient Forbidden City, passed home to Chinese emperors, remain closed to the public. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Britain was now past the peak of its coronavirus outbreak and promised to set out a lockdown exit strategy next week. Holding his first news conference Thursday since recovering from COVID-19 and a day after his fiancée gave birth, Johnson said to Britons to stick with restrictions designed to slow the spread. He said there would be a menu of options on how the lockdown could be relaxed, but he didn't give any further details or time frame. Britain now has the second highest official COVID-19 death toll in Europe, with nearly 27,000 deaths. Thursday also marked the deadline for Britain to reach its target of 100,000 daily tests. Latest figures showed that they were more than 18,000 short of that number a day earlier, with figures for Thursday due to be published on Friday. Puerto Rico is taking its first tentative steps in relaxing a nearly two-month lockdown for the coronavirus pandemic, while health officials warn that the U.S. territory is relying on faulty statistics and has not yet seen its peak of cases. The governor, Wanda Vasquez, announced Thursday that starting Monday, certain sectors, including finance, construction, and manufacturing, will reopen. Other businesses also allowed to reopen on weekdays include laundromats, moving services, and those that repair elevators and air conditioning units. The retail trade, barbershops, and beauty salons will be allowed to operate beginning in mid to late. The lockdown for everyone else is being extended until May 25th. The Trump administration has suspended immigration court hearings for asylum seekers waiting in Mexico through June 1st. Bowing to coronavirus concerns. The move also extends a state of limbo for those locked down in Mexican migrant shelters. The Remain in Mexico policy has become a key pillar of the administration's response to an unprecedented surge of asylum-seeking families at the border. The policy has drawn criticism for forcing people to wait in highly dangerous Mexican cities. The Justice Department estimated in late February that there were 25,000 people waiting in Mexico for hearings in U.S. court. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.